I'm sorry, I'm in Vishaka's cap and she's very humorous. We were made for each other.
Maharaj, this question about Nrisimhadev.
The Sringadi. Yes. Jai Ho, the Sringadi. Bhakti Vignana Nashin Maharaj Ki.
Srila Prabhupada in the first, in the seventh canto, first chapter, he wrote that in the purport, he wrote that Prahlad Maharaj was a devotee of Lord Nrisimha, who is Keshava, Krishna himself. Therefore, when the verse says Vasudeva Bhagavati, one should understand that Prahlad Maharaj's attachment for Nrisimhadeva was attachment for Krishna, Vasudeva, the son of Vasudeva. Prahlada Maharaj, therefore...
That's pretty rasic. That's really
rasic. So the question is about how can we see Krishna in the form of Nrisimhadev, like Srila Prabhupada describes that he was devotee of Lord Krishna.
The question is how
to see Krishna in the Sringadi? Why? See Krishna and Govindaji. Our Goswamis, they tell us to see Govindaji. Rupa Goswami is telling, the question is how to see Krishna in the Sringa. But I would rather say, pray to the Sringa to see Krishna and Krishna. Oh dear Nrisimhadev, please remove all the impediments, all the anarthas and all the vigna, all the obstacles in my consciousness and heart. O Nrisimhadev, please give me the power to see Krishna and Krishna. Because every day we see the murtis of Radharaman and Radhashyamasundar, but we can't see Krishna, we see murti. Oh, the deities look so nice. The deities have such a nice garland. Did you see the deity? Prabhu, did you see the deities? That outfit is amazing. It's awesome. Who designed it? Wow. So it's seeing Krishna is Premanjana Charita Bhakti Vilochanena Santaksa Devadriyesha Vilokyanti. So I see in Bhakti Ratnakara and Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu and everywhere the Goswamis are saying, try to see Krishna. And Krishna himself is telling in Gita, chapter 6, verse 30, Yomam Pashati Sarvacha Sarvam Chamayi Pashati. For one who sees me everywhere and sees everything in me, he is never lost to me and I never lost to him. So even Krishna himself is telling, see me, see Krishna. He's not saying see Nrisimhadev and Krishna or see Krishna and Nrisimhadev. So your question, I don't think, is anukulya for a Krishna bhakta to want to see Krishna and Nrisimha. Because Krishna is a sarvavatari, not Nrisimhadev. Although he's in a special category in Loka Bhagavatamritam, Rupa Goswami, he lists, he says he's called Paravashta form. There's three Paravashta forms in the Lord of Bhagavan. Ramchandra, Krishna, Ramchandra, and the Sringa. They're in some special categories. In other words, all the powers of God are within Ram, the Sringadev, and Krishna. But Krishna is showing everything. He's a Sarvavatari, and Rama is showing something less, and the Sringadeva is showing much less, revealing. Although he could do more. So this is, it's called the Paravashta form of the Lord. So that, because the mool of everything is Krishna, Ham Sarvasya Prabhava, everything comes from Krishna. So the Sringadeva is the ultimately is within Krishna. So it's more like how to see Nrisimhadev in Krishna. And that's automatic because we're always thinking of Krishna. You want to see Nrisimhadev in Krishna? You want to see Nrisimhadev inside Krishna? Your question is how to see Krishna in Nrisimhadev. It should rather be how to see Nrisimhadev in Krishna. So how to see that? Get in trouble. Get in trouble. Then you see Krishna come as Nrisimhadev to save you. Konteya pratijanihi name bhakti pranashati. Krishna tells Arjuna in Gita, Oh, Kaunteya, O son of Kunti, Panch Pandava, Gandiva Raj, Panch Pandava Arjun, declared boldly, my devotee never perishes. Vinashati, Bhakti Vinashati. My devotee, the devotion of my followers, my worshippers, is never it's never nash, it's never destroyed. So we, within Krishna is Nrsingadev, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he's Sarvavatari. Nrsingadev is inside of him. He showed in his Virat Rupa Darshan, his 21 hours of ecstasy, where he showed all the different avatars and all the different rupams within him. So Lord Krishna also showed the Brahma avatar, and he showed the Vamana avatar. So many avatars he showed in his leelas to his different followers. He showed 8-armed Vishnu form, and then Sridham became Garuda, because one of Sridham's expansions is Garuda. So Sridham became Garuda, and Krishna became 8-armed Vishnu form. And he got on Garuda, and they ran all around Ramanreti in the sky and everywhere. Then came down, all the cowboys said, wow, that was a great show, fantastic air show. That's the best air show we saw since the fighter pilots from America. The F-14 fighter pilots, the Blue Angels, did their show. Fantastic air show. And then Vajranab made a deity called Garuda Govinda. It's right there in Chatikar. Oh, ancient deity, 5,000-year-old deity, Garuda Govinda. It's Krishna, Govinda, Krishna, but in the form of Vishnu. And he lifts up a dress of the black deity, and there's a big Garuda there, and that's Sridham. Right there by the gas station. Where everybody gets gas on there, that corner of Chatikar and Delhi Agra Highway. It's right there, you see? It's really developed the last 20 years, a bunch of pandas and maybe the government, I don't know, but big kund there and all kinds of development there. It's a big, very popular, huge place now. It was kind of a sleepy place, but now it's huge.
Is there a temple?
The temple's not so big, but there's a lot of buildings there. The whole complex, a big, huge kund. It's like biggest, I don't know, like Pavan Sarovar or something. Maybe not that big, half the size. Very deep. New steps and everything. Hardly any water. I don't know where they're getting. When I went there, it was like no water. It was all empty, actually. About 3 years ago. I've been many times. It used to be just a little temple under a tree. And now it's this building, that building, this Kirtan Hall, and that Satsang Hall, and this thing, and residential quarters. Because Garuda Govinda, there's a whole thing about Sarisati. People are passing through 7.5 years of Saturn, where Saturn is giving them a difficult time. They have some trouble with Saturn, Sarisati. So then they worship Garuda Govinda. There's some kind of, they do puja there, because Garuda eats snakes. So this Sarisati is some pattern of stars. I made a mistake. It's called Kalasarp Yoga. There's something in people's charts. Certain kind of yoga is called Kala Sarp Yoga. Sarp means snake, and Kala means time. And so there's, in people's charts, it's a negative time for them, Kala Sarp Yoga. It comes and lasts for a few years, I don't know. It comes and goes in different times in different people's lives, and that's indicated in one's Janma Kundali, astro chart. So when that time comes, it's a very negative, difficult time. So Kala Sarp Yoga. So then people go there, and many pandas from Vrindavan and Purohits are expert at helping you overcome this Kalasarp Yoga. And the special place that they do their puja and worship is there, in that Garuda Govinda temple. So the people come there. It's actually kind of a big business in one sense. I mean, they have, it's really a big thing. The panda has different people. He says, okay, next Monday, at a certain time, you come, and we'll do the yajna and the bathing, and we'll feed the snakes. And there's some lake there, many snakes living there. And then they do this puja and offer the remnants there, and then these snakes eat the remnants, and it's supposed to neutralize your Kalasarp Yoga. So it costs like, I remember when I was in Vrindavan, there was some Goswami was specialized in that, and some friends of mine were Jyotishis, and they were telling me the different devotees were going to this person, and he charges 10,000 rupees or something to each person, because he says he has to buy all individual paraphernalia for each one, this, that, fees, whatever. 5,000, I forget. And so a few people have gone there, and they said he has like 40, 50 people there in a big, like a satsang. He does like one yaga for everybody, but that's quite a good profit. 10,000 rupees times 40 is not bad. I don't know, maybe that's 4 lakhs or something like that. 1 hour sitting. And people claim they get relief or whatnot. So that's Guru Govinda.